Last week we said that the structures of state that grow out of the imperatives of power, as reflected in the economy, reflect a set of value assigning practices and conventions. But I think it's more accurate, or another way of saying this, or another way of seeing this, is to say that the economy is a set of value assigning devices backed up by the arm of the state. And that it is our energy that moves that arm. And although the frame called class provides the overall shape, it's we that create the seeming complexity. So there seems to be infinite complexity as the state invents means to keep us within bounds, and as it tinkers with all the devices that arise in response to the multitudinous interests to which we provide lift in our struggle for resources artificially limited by the state. But if that boulder scarcity is never dropped in our calm waters, then the waves of distress dissolve into gentle overlapping circles of assistance. Just as distress feeds distress, assistance and peace seeds peace. So the seeming complexity of the economy is but the mirror of us, skewed by the limits the state imposes on us. It mirrors us, but it mirrors us in a box with walls that stop us every time we try to grow bigger. So rather than study our stuntedness, why not let our eyes scale the walls and pursue happiness? We simply have to begin discussing, what does pursue happiness mean? And while these articles, these B-team, Plan B articles, claim that this campaign is to promote a quote-unquote new set of progressive business values that prioritize people and planet alongside profit, until we, the people, have our own agreed-upon definitions, which we religiously reassert every time we get bombarded by contrary ones, until that day, every media message they promulgate, rest assured, is calculated to re-enslave. So it's a fair assumption in decoding the above that when they say they are prioritizing people, they mean that for them nothing else takes precedence over recapturing our wandering attention. The battle for our future power wages behind scenes, behind a screen of lies, and the class old cons that it revises, and the lexicon it's hurriedly rewriting, a gift of its pundit's naivete, gratis. The signs are everywhere in the media that it uses to keep us conditioned, particularly those among us who might claim the name progressive, that power has mounted its fleetest steed to overtake we the people in this race, on the part of we to get free globally, and on the part of the philosopher statesman to reset the class system. There's been a rapid fire bombardment of late. Jaron Lanier does his small part to try to drive a stake in our building unity across false divisions, with a book the title of which gives the false impression that the future might be, to his mind, up to us. But no, the more he describes it, the more we realize that it does not diverge in the slightest from the standard reverence for mind over hand required in mainstream published prognostications about the future. Robert Reich and others, I'm hearing the same message severally, reminding youth of how much can be done if you work within the system, and even by just calling your congressmen and women. Now, come on. I've heard that one my whole life. Each call represents 1,000 people. And then there's always that congressperson just waiting for calls that never come. Right. Come on. I mean, we could develop that metaphor from my friend up in Lakeview about that toy car that used to sit in front of the supermarkets. And your parents used to pop you in there and you would turn the steering wheel and pretend you were driving. Well, this is like saying those congressmen and women are waiting for your call to determine whether to turn that wheel left or right. And the car ain't moving because it's on a track set by folks we don't see behind scenes. Robert Reich and Amy Goodman and Manfred Max Neef, naively or no, who knows, but certainly in concert, plant the seed that the smart ones, quote unquote, are planning a new global paradigm, one based on well-being and happiness and ecological sustainability and adequate distribution of wealth and intelligent use of natural resources. Should we call this the gaudy lipstick con? As if with a wave of their magic wand, all the beating down and pounding senseless of hand labor will poof be gone. Or that they will free us with flowery words, or overawe us with the sheer grand sum of the collective pundit years of higher education that power has dedicated to this con job.